flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning into this clip of South Philly Sauce. You can catch us twice a week in the NHL regular season on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Right, and he doesn't shy away from the pressure, which I think is encouraging in itself, and definitely Sam Harrison doesn't either. Sam Harrison was excellent in that win over the Devils, especially in the second period where the Devils seemed to come to life. There were a lot of grade A chances. You look at this Devils roster full of stars, and they were performing in that second period, and Sam Harrison shut them down. That's the performance you need to see from Harrison. And we talk a lot about this goaltender having to stand on his head for the Flyers to succeed the rest of the year. You hate to ask Sam Harrison to do that every single night, but the way he played against the Devils is what he's going to have to do if the Flyers want to get to where they want to be.
Yeah, even, he's had some misfortune, the Ranger game, gave him a bunch of late goals, but overall, since he's come back from that injury, he's getting better and better. And that game against the Devils, he had Brad a couple of times, Jack Hughes a couple of times coming in on their power play a couple of times. So yeah, they were big saves at big moments. So it's the saves that, Kudobtov didn't make a couple, especially one against the Islanders. That's the saves you have to have, and Harrison made them there. But you still have to remember what happened last year with him, kind of mentally grinded, I guess is the word, down a little bit late in the season. So that's what you have to get through. And I think he knows and he's willing to accept it. And I think he's also, when you listen to him or talk to him, I think he's pretty aware that he needs rest mentally, at least between games, to prepare, which is why I don't want to root against them in terms of Team Sweden and the Four Nations, but my preference would be that he wouldn't go play, that he would get that rest just to recharge the batteries. If you get chosen for that team, because there's some injuries, Markstrom from the Devils, Omark, you have to go. Especially if you're him, because he's not like that elite Swedish goalie. And if you look into the future of world championships or Olympics, you really can't say no. You just can't, because, they'll remember that. Mm-hmm. So that's why I hate to root against anybody, but I would rather that he had that rest for that mm-hmm. when that Four Nations takes place. But if he gets elected and goes, I hope he's still, actually hope he gets some games and plays well. I help his confidence.
Yeah, you see both sides of that. You can't ask a player. It's a minimal situation like Joel Embiid because Sam Harrison is healthy, but we talk about this all the time on radio in Philadelphia. Like, how can you tell a player not to go represent his country, which is, for most of them, a lifelong goal and dream? And, of course, from the Flyers' perspective, you'd like them to take that rest and stay healthy. But I very much see both sides of that, especially when you look at how many games are coming up here before this Four Nations break, when you're going to ask a lot of Sam Harrison. Even this week, you have three games remaining. You have a big one against the Devils, a back-to-back situation Wednesday, Thursday. I think we all expect most likely we'll see Harrison again against the Devils. And we talked about this a lot on our post-game show, is you're getting pretty lucky here with this matchup against the Devils. They're without their starting goaltender. They're without some stars, really, on their roster. But all of that means nothing if you don't take advantage of this situation.
Yeah, but you got to follow this up. You can't go in and, I mean, at least one point you go in. I like I said before, I think they need a run of games, but that would be so good for their confidence to get this thing going. You know, you have back-to-back coming up, so that means you're going to, you know, another goaltending switch, presumably, to come up. But that would really start to get some traction. I'm still not a real believer that long-term, when I look at the standings, I'm like, wow. And I think that plays into it too, Ashton. When you really look, you know, you got to be real, right?
Yeah.
Man, Rangers, Bruins, Tampa, Columbus playing so well. Man, it's just
you're running out of spots.
It's just a grind. So, I mean, that's why I think this is a really tough sell job for a coaching staff and for the veterans on this team to get going. But there's also a selfishness to it. Ayrson, he plays well through this, man. You know, you're talking about your career. Like, yeah, he's an established guy. He's going to be a valuable guy.
Yeah, contract. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like this is a, you know, you set up a whole 10 more years of your career going here. Now, how many Flyers have that going on? Frost forever. York, contract coming up. Cates, same thing. And all of this stuff coming on. So that's why I think they're in a position when you've got young players like that. There's a little Michkov, who's kind of run out of gas a little bit. There's a little bit of selfishness that can go on that can actually help the entire team organization too.
And they should. I mean, this is the time of their career where they should be selfish and it will benefit. I look at someone like a Cam York. I mean, he should get a contract with the way he's playing, like a true starting defenseman, top pair defenseman. That's life-changing money. And I think everyone can agree he deserves that. And you hope it's here with the Flyers.
Yeah. And speaking of him, he looks like to me, he got rocked pretty good with a hit. I still think he's still recovering some from the upper shoulder, whatever it was. So we'll see.
Yeah. He's when he is healthy, he deserves it.
Yeah, when he is healthy to be that guy. So there's a lot on the line individually for the season and long-term for the team.